Hello, friend. I'm Ron Jones of Something Good Radio, and I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful Christmas season. Before I share today's message, I just want to let you know that every penny Something Good uses to sustain itself comes from listeners like you. Our only source of ministry revenue is what God does through you. Your gifts keep the broadcast airing all year round on radio and online, and we continue to see people come to faith in Christ as a result. All of us here at Something Good Radio understand how difficult the past few years have been for so many people. And that's why I want to invite you to continue helping me share the good news of Jesus Christ with as many people as we can. So please pray for us when you think about it, and prayerfully consider sending a special year-end tax-deductible gift to Something Good Radio by December 31st. You know, it's during times of adversity in this life when people begin to seek answers about the next life. Many will be doing that for the first time in the next few days and weeks. And that's why I'm asking for your help, because I want to be there to help answer those questions with biblical truth, both now and in the years ahead. Thank you for listening, and please know how grateful I am for your prayers and financial support.
God is known by many names. One of them is Wonderful Counselor. Hello, I'm Brian Davis, and this is Something Good with Dr. Ron Jones, lead pastor at Crossway Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Always glad to have you with us. Well, if ever the world needed divine counsel, it's now. And God is always willing and able to share it. Stay with us now as Ron moves ahead in his teaching series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names. Or stop by somethinggoodradio.org, where you can listen to any of Ron's messages on demand. That's somethinggoodradio.org. Download or subscribe to the podcast at Spotify, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, here's Ron with part two of his Something Good Radio message, Wonderful Counselor.
The Hebrew word translated wonderful is palah. And I was thrilled in my study this week to learn this. It refers to a phenomenon lying outside the realm of human explanation, that which is separated from the normal course of events. I'll let that sink in for a moment. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. And we'll get to the counselor part in a moment. This child is a phenomenon outside the realm of human explanation, separated from the normal course of events. There wasn't anything normal or natural about this birth 2,000 years ago. Everything about it said it was supernatural. It wasn't a birth that you can explain because, you're a Doctor Who daddy who can reason in your mind about this or by that. It is outside the realm of human reasoning and human understanding. In Bethlehem and in the incarnation, we see, the difference between divine wisdom and human understanding and human reasoning. And there is a gaping hole between the two. In Judges chapter 13, Samson's father, as he was learning about, the fact that he was going to be a father, Manoah, had a conversation with the angel of the Lord, a theophany appearance, probably of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name?" And the angel of the Lord responded, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" And what the angel of the Lord, or this Old Testament appearance of Christ, was saying to Samson's father is, even if I told you my name, you don't have the human capacity to understand the depth of it. My name is Wonderful. David, King David, used the word wonderful when he expressed his response to God's omniscience in one of my favorite Old Testament psalms, Psalm 139. He begins by saying and describing how everywhere he goes, God knows where he is. When I sit down and when I rise up, he knows all of my thoughts. And in verse 6, David exclaimed, I cannot attain to it because such knowledge is too wonderful for me, he said. A little bit later in that same chapter, when he's thinking about the mighty God, the power of God, his omnipotence, and how he looks at how he was even made, how God stitched him together in his mother's womb like this a skilled seamstress. He says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Jesus even demonstrated what a real wonder he was during his earthly ministry, starting with his virgin birth. Even the birth announcement, there was something wonderful, something completely outside the realm of human understanding, something that separated this birth from the normal course of events. He was born of a virgin. And then we could talk about his supernatural healing power, his miracles, his awe-inspiring teaching, even how he perfectly responded to all the temptations the devil brought to him in the wilderness. There was nothing normal about this child, let alone the adult that he became. And more than anything else, of course, Jesus' resurrection from the dead says that he is truly someone beyond the realm of human explanations. And for these reasons and a whole lot more, Christmas, friends, should leave us wonderstruck. Not in the way the culture uses the word wonder, but just in a way that blows our mind. Because something happened. Someone arrived 2,000 years ago that was completely outside the realm of anything that was normal to our human understanding. And let's not lose the sense of that this Christmas, just because we've celebrated it for decades now. His name shall be called Wonderful. Now, the Christmas names of God, and to know him by his Christmas name also means to know him as a wonderful counselor. Let's talk about that a little bit. In Bible times, a king like Solomon gave wise counsel and guidance to his people. And today, counselors abound, don't they? I hardly meet a person today who doesn't make reference to their therapist or their counselor or their psychologist that they're meeting with. Nothing wrong with that. Students go to guidance counselors. Investors find financial counselors. Husbands and wives who need to reconcile their difference go to marriage counselors. Proverbs says there is safety in the abundance of human counselors, but no counsel is worth listening to more than Jesus's wonderful counsel. He's a wonderful counselor. In fact, his counsel will be so wonderful, it is beyond human reasoning, and it will more likely than not be completely out of step with the world's counsel you're receiving. I am astounded by what I hear people say, the counsel they're receiving from their therapist or their counselor or their psychologist. I want to say, you got to be kidding me. Completely out of step with the wisdom that we find in God's word. Jesus is full of divine counsel from above that we can always trust. His counsel is phenomenal. It is outside the realm of human reasoning. And most of the time, out of step with the counsel and the wisdom that we receive from our culture. James tells us in his New Testament letter, there's wisdom from above and there's wisdom from below. There's divine wisdom. There's demonic wisdom. Do you know the difference between the two this Christmas? Can you discern the difference between the counsel that comes from the wonderful counselor and the counsel that comes from the woke world that we live in today? And the distance between the two is growing exponentially in our world today. The gospel according to Luke says of Jesus, let's get back to this child whose name is Wonderful Counselor. Luke tells us that the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. As early as the age of 12, Jesus' wonderful counsel became apparent in conversations he was having with religious leaders in the temple. Remember when Mary and Joseph, you know, on their way home, you know, they experienced the parents' worst nightmare. Where's our child? We lost Jesus. Oh my, we lost the Messiah. They go back to Jerusalem. They find him in the temple. astounding, the religious leaders there. Luke says, all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And he was only 12 years old. During his public ministry, Jesus spoke in parables, and people responded by saying, according to Matthew 13, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Even the Apostle Paul, as he's writing his letter to the Colossians, says of Jesus, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus's counsel, this wonderful counselor's counsel, his advice, his direction, is astounding because it's truly out of this world. It's truly out of this world. And perhaps more than at any other time in history, we need the wonderful counselor. We need to find our way to Bethlehem and worship the wonderful counselor. Because today the world is swimming in a sea of foolishness, of stupidity.
Dr. Ron Jones will be right back with the second half of today's message, Wonderful Counselor. Visit somethinggoodradio.org anytime to ask our ministry team to pray for you or to order selected resources from our online store. The Bible mentions prayer hundreds of times, often with bold promises associated with our heaven-sent conversations. Jesus even says that we will receive anything we ask for in faith, Matthew 21:22. So, how can you claim that promise for yourself and pray with confidence that God hears you? Learn how in Ron's latest book, The Jesus Way to Pray, An Intimate Journey Through the Lord's Prayer. That's The Jesus Way to Pray, An Intimate Journey Through the Lord's Prayer. Order your copy for a donation of $25 or more. Share it with a friend and request a two-pack for $50, a four-pack for $75, or an eight-pack for $150 or more. Give online at somethinggoodradio.org or over the phone by calling our offices at 757-276-1099. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 6245, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23456. Now let's get you back to the rest of today's Something Good Radio message, Wonderful Counselor. Once again, here's Dr. Ron Jones.
Give you an example. I was tuning into the news this week, and there was a story about a guest that appeared on the Dr. Phil show. Dr. Phil, being a well-known counselor, psychologist, you know, that has a daily television program, and he had a guest on there who advocated for, listen to this, the non-reproduction of human beings. He says, we need to stop reproducing. And his reasoning was this, that the greatest threat to the planet today is us, is Homo sapiens. And we need to stop reproducing. And if we do, we will go extinct, he says. And that will be the best thing for the ecosystem of the planet. And I'm thinking to myself, who hit this guy with the stupid stick? What utter foolishness this is. And then the next day, I learned that the New York Times wrote an article about him and called him thoughtful and somebody we should listen to. And I'm thinking, well, the same people who picked up the stupid stick and hit this guy also whacked the people at the New York Times. I mean, this is the world in which we live. The non-reproduction of humans? Friends, the further our world drifts away from the wonderful counselor, the more stupid we become. But the opposite is true as well. The closer we get to the wonderful counselor, the wiser we become. And I say Christmas is a time to embrace the wonderful wisdom of God, not the woke world of Disney or anybody else out there who's advocating just foolishness and stupidity. And it's not just foolishness or stupidity, it's demonic. And let me tell you why. Because to advocate for the non-reproduction of human beings, let's just go back to Genesis, the early chapters. What did God tell us to do? Be fruitful and multiply. He was never worried about overpopulating the earth. He was never worried about, you know, us damaging the ecosystem of the planet. He's all about the replication of his image. Be fruitful and multiply those who are created in His image. But for decades, there's been an attack, an assault on the image of God, starting with abortion, then gay marriage, gender fluidity, and now the advocation of the non-reproduction of humans. This is not wisdom from above, from the wonderful counselor. This is wisdom from below, coming from the woke world and the demonic world that we're living in. But do we have the discernment in our world today, even as believers in Jesus Christ? Have we the courage to return to Bethlehem and worship the wonderful counselor, the one whose counsel is outside the realm of human understanding, the one whose counsel will always be out of step with the woke world in which we live? This is the Christmas we need to return to the wonderful, wonderful counselor. And this Christmas, I encourage you to draw near to the wonderful counselor, to worship him. And when you do, when we do, he will direct our paths. Let me take you to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, that says it this way: trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Now, if you will allow me the Jones paraphrase, trust in the wonderful counselor with all your heart. And do not be surprised when your own counsel or the world's counsel is out of step with his, because his ways and his thoughts are more wonderful than ours. Seek his phenomenal counsel first and always, and he will guide you in the best way every time. It brings me to the question this morning: to whom are you going for counsel? Human counselors are fine. I mean, Proverbs tells us that there's wisdom in the abundance of human counselors, but if they're counseling you from the Word of God. And again, the number of people that I hear referring to their counselor and their therapist and their psychologist and the counsel they get from this friend or from that friend, and I'm going, listen, these are not people who are saturated in the wisdom of God. These are not people who seem to have any understanding or any relationship with the wonderful counselor, because the counsel they're giving to you is completely out of step with biblical wisdom. So to whom are you going to for your counsel? If you had asked me when I was 20 years old, what would I be doing today? The answer I would have given you looks nothing like what I am doing today. And that is because the wonderful counselor had other plans for me. And I'm glad for those plans. Not every path that we've taken in 30 years of ministry has been easy. Of course it hasn't. At times it's been hard. But the path he directed for my life and for our life as a family has always, always, always turned out for the best. Even when it seems so contrary to the wisdom and counsel and guidance that the world would suggest. You may be facing a challenging decision this Christmas. Do we go this way or that way? Do I make this decision or that decision? And I encourage you to start by making your way to Bethlehem and worshiping the wonderful counselor who came from heaven to earth to rescue lost sinners and to show us just how much he loves us, by not only coming to this earth and being clothed in humanity, but 30-some years later going to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Oh, the foolishness of the cross from the world's point of view. But it's the wisdom of God to us who are being saved. His counsel is wonderful because it is always, always perfect, even though it's out of this world. And it's the kind of counsel we need to be seeking this Christmas. And because Jesus is the wonderful counselor, well, let's just say it. The most wonderful time of the year is truly when we celebrate his birth. But as we do that this Christmas, let's go back to Bethlehem and let's worship our Savior. Let's worship Emmanuel. We'll talk about that. Let's worship the Logos, the Word that became flesh. Let's worship the Prince of Peace and the Everlasting Father and the Mighty God. But today, let's remember to worship our wonderful, wonderful, out of this world wonderful Counselor, whose name is Jesus.
Thanks for being with us for today's Something Good radio message, Wonderful Counselor. And Dr. Ron Jones is here. And Ron, you alluded to Proverbs 11:14 just moments ago. It says, without guidance, the people fall, but in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. Now we know God is ultimately the source of all wisdom and truth, and yet he's telling us to seek the wisdom of multiple human sources in order to make sound decisions. Help us unpack this idea as we wrap up today's edition of Something Good.
That's a great question, Brian. I'll begin by saying there are two truths at work here, each working in tandem with the other. First, it's like you said, just as all truth is God's truth, well, all wisdom is God's wisdom. Any guidance or direction or wisdom we get ultimately comes from God, not man. And yet, here's the thing, Brian, a second truth, if you will. Throughout human history, God has offered us the beautiful opportunity to join him in his work, to take part in what he is doing. Now, we all know it wasn't Moses who parted the Red Sea. It was God. But the Lord had Moses raise his staff. Likewise, it wasn't the Israelites who caused the walls of Jericho to come tumbling down. It was God. But the Lord instructed Israel to march around those walls for 7 days and to blow a trumpet at the end. They took part in that battle, just as the Israelites have taken part in so many battles before and since. God has always done the work. He has always been the driving force, and he always will be. And yet he allows us to be voluntary participants in it, participants who play a legitimate role, Brian. And that's the thing to remember. God gives us our daily bread, we might say, but we have to make the sandwich. And even in making the sandwich, it is God who works in us to be able to make it. It's just as the old saying says, we can't do it without God. God won't do it without us. As a general rule, that's the way it's been from the beginning. And so when he invites us to seek the counsel of others, he's graciously and beautifully allowing us the opportunity to work side by side with him, to participate in something that benefits other people. It is a testament to the wisdom and grace of God that he very often funnels his own wisdom, his own guidance, and really every good gift through mankind. To me, it's one of the most beautiful aspects of his nature and his character that he would allow us to play an active role in his redemption story.
That's Dr. Ron Jones with some great final thoughts about the wisdom and counsel of God and about the role we get to play in the sharing of that wisdom. Ron, we're about out of time. What can you tell us about the next message in your series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names?
Well, Brian, we've all heard the expression hero worship. In many cases, it's aimed at fictitious superheroes. I'm thinking of Batman, Iron Man, Superman, and so on. You could also throw in athletes and entertainers in our culture, men and women we idolize to one degree or another. When it comes to Jesus, the second of his Christmas names is Mighty God. So next time on Something Good, I want to dive into the concept of Jesus Christ as the only true superhero that's ever been. No weaknesses in him, no flaws, no times when his power is limited or mitigated in any way. He overcame the ultimate evil, far more evil than the Joker or Lex Luthor or any of the other make-believe villains from comic books or movies. No, Jesus overcame sin and death and the devil. He truly is a mighty God in a way we cannot begin to fully comprehend. And I'll get into this aspect of God's nature and character next time, right here on Something Good Radio, as I continue my series, Knowing God by His Christmas Names.
Join us then for Something Good, when Dr. Ron Jones shares his message, Mighty God. For Ron and the entire team here at Something Good Radio, I'm Brian Davis. Thanks for listening.